The concerns about accounting irregularities at Enron are having a ripple effect throughout the corporate world. Questions about bookkeeping practices at several companies have caused jitters in the stock market this week. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco, investors are making swift, often brutal judgments about companies whose books aren't crystal clear.
Irish drug maker Elan Corporation is the latest in a string of companies caught up in investors' growing concern over accounting problems. Elan's troubles began early this year when clinical trials of its Alzheimer's vaccine were suspended. This week brought criticism of Elan's accounting standards, sending its share price plunging to two-year lows. And Elan isn't alone. Fearful of a repeat of the Enron scandal, investors are selling first and asking questions later. Mike Mayo is an analyst with Prudential Securities.
Investors know that if there's anything fishy going on with financials, the regulators probably aren't too far behind. So chances are investors will catch what's going on before the regulators even take action.
What began as an isolated incident with Enron has become a widespread crisis of confidence in corporate America. Early this week, worry centered on Tyco, a Bermuda-based conglomerate that makes everything from burglar alarms to fire hydrants. Tyco shares lost more than 20% after it revealed a $20 million payment to an outside director. On Wednesday, shares of PNC Financial Services nosedived on news it would restate last year's earnings. And Cendant Corporation, a real estate firm that owns Avis Rent-A-Car, also dropped about 10%. Michael Holland, the president of the Holland Balanced Fund, says investors are taking aim at any company with a whiff of impropriety.
The market is very quick to identify them, is very quick to shoot them, sometimes prematurely, sometimes without good reason whatsoever.
Investors are undoubtedly wise to take lessons from the Enron case, but at what point does skepticism turn into a witch hunt? Executives at both Elan and Tyco have angrily denied any wrongdoing. On Tuesday, shares of the telecommunications giant WorldCom sank amid whispers of an impending debt downgrade, even though the rating agency Standard & Poor's denied the rumors. Even a bedrock company such as General Electric is on the defensive about a series of complex company buyouts that have raised fears about the accuracy of its earnings, fears Holland says are unfounded.
GE is a wonderful example of how far this fear has gone at this point. I think no company is more scrutinized, and I think no company is more successful in delivering against those who've been pessimistic about their outlook.
In the short term, investors may overreact, and some analysts worry that market jitters could undermine corporate performance and even prolong the recession. But to those charged with protecting investors, this intense scrutiny of accounting practices will bring positive change. Ken Birch is the director of corporate governance at the pension fund TIAA CREF, which safeguards the retirement assets of millions of Americans.
The goal here, I think, is for management to make its financials understandable to the investing public, and that's very good. There's also enormous pressure, I think, on the analysts to actually understand what it is that they're recommending, what it is that that we're all investing in thoroughly, and that's got to be to the good.
Birch says with the life savings of so many investors at stake, there's no such thing as too much caution. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.